Good morning. High pressure continues to hold on strong across interior New York and New England, keeping the weather dry this morning and another beautiful sunrise across the region. Most of the showers and embedded thunderstorms that developed over the eastern Great Lakes are tracking well to our north and west and down the St. Lawrence Valley past Montreal and into southern Quebec. As we get into the day today, though, clouds will tend to increase and thicken as a low-pressure wave tracks into southern Canada and pushes a cold front in our direction. Despite the thickening clouds, a developing southwest wind will help carry temperatures through the 70s and in most places into the lower 80s for afternoon highs. As that front draws closer, we do run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms entering the picture by the end of the afternoon, although most of us will stay dry through the daylight hours. An increasing chance at more showers and perhaps a thunderstorm overnight tonight as the front pushes on by. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and temperatures will remain on the mild side in the 50s for overnight lows. With the clouds in place tomorrow morning, we run the risk of a few showers to start the day, especially in the Hudson Valley south of I-90 eastward into southern New England. Then it will turn breezy and cooler during the day with a gradual return to sunshine from northwest to southeast. High temperatures will be in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A new area of high pressure will build in for the end of the week with mostly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday. Temperatures more seasonable, upper 50s and lower 60s once again. A warm front will approach for the day on Saturday with increasing clouds, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible as the front passes by, but temperatures will manage to get to the mid-60s, and in the warm sector on Easter Sunday, highs will be near 70, but again, we run the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will stretch from the Great Lakes through central Texas today and trek slowly eastward. Along and just ahead of the front will be an area of decent moisture and lift, producing showers and thunderstorms. Some severe thunderstorms will be possible across parts of Texas and the central Gulf Coast region and parts of the Ohio Valley and Northeast. As a result, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe weather for these areas. Areas of heavy rain are also likely in the vicinity of the front's southernmost extent, and several inches of rain will be possible with the slowest moving storms in southern Texas. And Typhoon Cook is now weakening after passing over the island of New Caledonia in the Coral Sea yesterday. Cook's winds are now down to 60 miles per hour as it moves away from the island and is expected to continue to weaken as it heads toward New Zealand. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a west wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 42, 47% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 1 below zero at Hickerson Park, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, upper 70s. Boston, mostly sunny, breezy, unseasonably warm in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 66, that's 20 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just 0.2 inches for the month, which is 1 inch below normal. And 60.8 inches of snow for the season, which is 1.7 inches of snow above normal. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday. That's the total for the month, and one above normal for the season as well. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 82, set in 2011 and in 1945. And the record low, 20, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm by the end of the day today, with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, a scattered shower or a thunderstorm by the end of the day today, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with a late-day thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible, highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds, a shower possible in the morning, then increasing sun. Breezy and cooler in the afternoon, lower 60s. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, a late-day shower or storm, mid-60s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm on Easter Sunday, near 70, and back to 60 with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.